The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Before we start the show, here at The Thing Is, we want you and all of our listeners to have amazing sex, which is why I want to tell you about a popular sexual enhancer, the Promescent Delay Spray. It's been used by over a million men and is clinically proven to help you last longer in bed. It takes the edge off and sensitivity levels down so you don't have to worry about finishing too soon. There's no prescriptions, no mess, no pesky subscriptions required, just better sex guaranteed with a 60-day money-back policy. I mean, that's freaking awesome. As you listen to the show, you all know, Maddie doesn't have a whole lot of sex. I don't have a whole lot of sex, both for very different reasons. But it's important to both of us that our guests and our listeners live a very different life than we live. See what the buzz is about for yourself and grab a bottle along with all your sexual wellness products, from specially formulated arousal gels to supplements and so much more, in one trusted spot that ships fast and discreet. So go to promescent.com. There's no promo code needed, and they offer free shipping and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So you're not losing out on anything. You can only gain by trying Promescent products, especially Promescent Delay Spray. Once more, go to promescent.com. That's P-R-O-M-E-S-C-E-N-T.com. And they've got an assortment of products to enhance your sex life. So give it a try and let's start the show.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
The Thing Is, I'm back as always with my lovely co-host Maddie.
Well, Shannon, you're looking colorful. Looking colorful.
Wearing
today.
Black.
Hair and stuff, I guess.
I hate the lighting. I don't like what's happening in here right now.
I love the lighting. It looks terrible on there, but it looks great in here. I hope that's not what goes out.
It's really bad.
It's awful.
I don't like it. I'm not gonna look there. Yeah. This has been one of those days of just like bad thing after bad thing after bad thing happening here today. There was a spider in this room earlier today, so I think the room is cursed now.
Fairly low on the scale of terrible things.
Oh, but that's pretty terrible. That was the second one. There were two in here, I guess, because the weather's changing.
Yeah, tell me about it. I had three within 7 feet, maybe, of each other.
Within how long?
The same time, at the very exact same time. I saw one, killed it, saw another, killed that one. And then I thought I was losing my fucking mind by the third one. I'm like, there's no way there's three spiders right fucking
okay,
here.
Okay, so what I'm going to say next, I don't want you to hold on to, but I'm sure this has already come into your mind.
Oh, no.
But do you think in that moment when you see more
that
than
I'm
gonna
one... I'm going to die and turn into a spider?
No, that like, there's brothers and sisters.
Oh, there's a nest some fucking where.
Okay.
For sure. There's way too many spiders all the time. Like, when I get up in the morning, like, or at night, if it's dark especially... I gotta like do this. I gotta like wave in front of my face because I've walked into countless webs. God. It's terrible.
Okay, let's introduce our guest today so she can talk about bugs with us. She was featured on CNN, Fox and Friends, and Access TV. Is that how you say it?
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
I had
old credit. That's all I'm clinging to.
I had that in my mind, but now reading it, I was like, is it AXS? Comedian Kyle Ocasio, welcome.
Hi, welcome. I don't see any spiders, and I got to tell you, it's better than a water bug. Have
no,
you ever had a water bug?
We don't say that word.
Yeah, we say, cockroaches.
No, we don't say that word either.
Disgusting. Oh. I had one once like crawl on me, and I literally screamed so loud people probably thought I was getting murdered.
It's the equivalent.
A spider over a roach.
Was it in your home?
Yes.
Oh, so you're in your home.
Yes.
And it crawled, so that means
it, like,
there's probably
me.
A lot of them.
It was disgusting.
Where do you live? Queens?
I live on the Upper East Side.
Have you moved?
Yeah, I have a rent-controlled apartment, so maybe that explains
it. It's still Manhattan. Like, you cannot live in Manhattan no matter what. Like, all the people in, like, the billion-dollar condos and whatever, they are getting them. You cannot live in Manhattan without there being close to you mice and gross bugs. You just can't get away from no matter
dirty,
how clean you
dirty
are.
Dirty place. You still live in that
horrible.
Place?
I do.
Oh, fuck
There's nothing you can do about it, though.
I would have burned it to the ground.
That's why I never moved to the city, is just because you can't avoid them here.
Yeah, I got enough problems with spiders. Like, oh, they keep the bugs out. They kill the other bugs. Great. So I have an eight-legged murderer living in my home. Like, three of them, apparently. Like, lots of them.
Well, don't they say we eat, like, eight spiders during our lifetime or something like
I've
that?
I've heard lifetime. I've heard per like a year, month. which is alarming.
Wow. That's very alarming.
It is. I don't, I try to get that
but
out
I feel
of
like I
would have
woken up if I had a, but you ever, like, wake up, like, ah! you ever get that? And you're like,
no,
because
I pay attention to it.
I can wake up as groggy as ever, right?
And you always have a spider in your throat.
Groggiest. I'm like, that was a spider. For sure it was a spider.
You definitely have them in your throat if they're like, if you can't walk without walking into a spider webs.
They're crawling over my face like fucking Jim Carrey and Cable Guy.
You should put like, you remember, what was the books from our childhood that had the scary drawings, that thing, ghost
stories
to tell in the dark? Yeah, yeah. They were all like gross. And then I remember one of like a spider. It was like that they were coming out of the person's skin or something.
Yep, what kind of book? What, this is a horrible book.
From, like, from childhood.
Isn't there a documentary about that? I feel like you told me about it and I never fucking watched it.
Or they made it into a show.
Something.
Yeah. What happened to Smurfs? Were? Like, this is terrifying for children.
Those are, that's like a whole new different thing now. Smurfing, I just found out.
Oh, God.
Because I was playing Rocket League and some kid was like, quit smurfing. I was like, what the fuck is this asshole? What's he talking about? I'm going to kill him. You know?
It's not
what
good. It's probably not.
Hold on. Before you say that, can you ask Francis to bring in Kyle's coffee, please?
Oh, my God. I feel like such.
And just make sure it's warm now because it may be cold.
Tell
again.
Him she said hurry the fuck up.
I will say that had our producer decided to show up today, you would have been able to have all of this without feeling like you're bothering it.
I feel terrible.
Wow, what happened
to
him?
It's not your fault. It's Alec's fault. And it's funny because last week we talked about, what could I possibly yell at Alec about for our drinking game?
Not sure
and he's not here. And what's funny is, so a little bit behind the curtain, we are recording this a week before it's airing. And we're streaming our Halloween episode right at this moment as we're recording this.
Yep.
And I was looking in the chat room and Alec is there in the chat room.
Right now?
Mm-hmm.
Ask him why he's not here bringing me my coffee.
So I texted him and I said, so are you just not coming in today? And he didn't answer.
He's in trouble and he knows it.
Yeah, because I guess he's panicking. And now he can't even say that something bad happened because he's been writing in the chat room.
He's like, hey guys, what are you guys doing? Hanging out?
Yeah, and just
why
having
don't you invite
a drink.
Me?
Just hanging out at home, drinking.
I got headphones on. Yeah, don't worry about it.
Yeah. So
yeah, never gonna make it, huh?
So I know that we always I'm all like thinking things are crawling on me, but there are some things that we always end up talking about on the show. Bugs, butthole issues, and then another one is annoying sounds.
Mm.
So on the buses have been busier lately, or maybe the times I'm taking the buses, they're busier. And I take the express bus, so I guess that's like the best of the buses. And so it's reminding me how annoyed I get when people have their ringer on in public. Is this a thing that bothers you, or do you not notice this?
Shannon, I saw one of your episodes, thank you so much, where you were talking about you can't stand certain sounds.
Yes.
I have an issue with chewing.
Yes.
I don't know if it's a sickness, if everyone else is like this. It bugs me so much. I cannot stand to hear people chew food.
So this is misophonia. This comes up all the time, but like
I hear chewing. Do you hear that? Are my headphones crackling? I hear that now.
Like,
I can't take it.
Do you hear it right now when I'm talking? I'm gonna take a drink of water in case it's me. But yeah, so that's misophonia, like the aversion to certain sounds. And so recently, I feel like for a long time, and maybe because I wasn't around as many people, I wasn't having this anger build up inside of me as much. And now that I'm around people more.
Wasn't the pandemic great at the height?
Yes.
Dude, the one or two times I came down here, it was like a dream. I had like all, remember, you ever see the episode of Seinfeld when they're trying to paint the fucking, he adopts the highway Kramer and he paints over the lines with black so he gets like a nice wide berthing fucking lane.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it was driving down the FDR during the pandemic. It was awesome. And now, people.
It's bad. It's getting
they're everywhere. And the restaurants are still in the street. Why? I need a place to park. I'm probably going to get a ticket. And my inspection's past due. So I am double fucked.
Someone needs to eat a bat dick again or something.
Right? These Chinese on board again.
Have a sip of your drink.
I poured this drink, by the way, and I was like,
I'm so scared to drink my coffee now. I'm like, I just said what I said.
So what I was thinking about earlier today is, because the other thing that bothers me is when people leave their ringers on indoors.
Mm-hmm.
And because this happens on the bus where I have like my headphones in, I'm trying to listen to something and I hear ding, ding, ding. And it's like after the first text message, don't you isn't it a thing that occurs to you in your brain? Like, let me stop annoying the fuck out of everybody around me. And it doesn't. So my question is, this is my hypothesis today. Okay. Is it the same people that are open mouth chewers that leave their ringers on in public? Maybe they either have this level of confidence that they don't bother to think of the image that others have of them, or they have no consideration for other human beings and their ears.
I think it's B.
Yeah. In the Venn diagram of like open mouth chewers and noisy cell phones, that middle, there's definitely like a large swath in that middle.
That are the same.
That are just the same exact person. It's the same guy who probably does like 45 in the left lane.
Yeah.
When you're like flashing your brights at him, he doesn't move. And then when you go to pass him, he goes to speed up. So it's also like it's a very self-centered thing, I think. It's like a weird narcissism that I think is getting worse.
Or is it just us, the people that are annoyed by it? Are we just like neurotic?
I don't think so.
And maybe it shouldn't be a thing that makes us crazy.
No, because here's the thing. It's our generation. Our generation is completely fucking ruined. Half of it at least, right? So half of our parents like probably hit us too much and like kept, you know, tight rap on us. And like, listen, say please, say thank you.
That's
don't
my
chew
family.
With your fucking mouth open, idiot. You know, a lot of that in my household anyway. And then you grow up and you're like, yeah, that guy's a fucking, maybe it's not great. You know what I mean? Like, cause now I'm angry all the fucking time, but at least I'm holding myself to the same standard. Isn't that like the whole golden rule thing? Right?
Yes.
Yeah. It's a terrible upbringing of the fucking boomer X generation.
Yeah.
I mean, I also think it's like the person that chews with their mouth open, maybe they were just never told like chew with your mouth closed, but the person that's like having the loud sounds. I was on the train the other day and there was a guy listening to something.
Oh. That's a and whole other level.
Sometimes I've learned like the city is so crazy. You don't like maybe you'll say something and someone will be like, what bitch?
Murder
and then
you.
Stab you.
Yeah.
So I was particularly like, I don't know, PMSing. I was super irritable the other day and this guy had, he was playing a game and it was not a little bit loud. It was like crazy loud. And other people around were sort of like rolling their eyes. And I'm like, all right, I'm going to be the hero of this train. So I just looked over. I was like, and I can't even believe, I don't talk like this, but it came out. I go, bro, you have headphones. And I was like, I've never
good
said bro in my life. And then he looks at me. He's like, oh, really? That's what you're worried about? All the crackheads in New York City? I go, no, it's just common decency. The whole train doesn't want to hear your game. And he's like, whatever. And then he kind of turned it down. Okay. Not all the way. But then the whole time I'm like, I'm about to get off in two stops. Is he going to follow me?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to die. So
First of all, you are a hero, Kyle.
Thank you.
God bless you for
doing
the Lord's work. But I also think that. Also, when I was on the bus, there was somebody who was sitting like almost next to me, but they looked like they probably would have murdered me if I would have said something. And in my mind, I'm like, if I were to get rich one day, but kind of rich, like comfortable rich, not like rich where I'm not taking the bus, but I would like how flight attendants walk around and like, oh, would you like headphones? I would carry a bunch of cheap shit headphones in my bag. And when someone is just blaring shit, I would be like, oh, obviously you don't own headphones. Otherwise you wouldn't be doing such a ridiculous thing in public. So here are headphones for you. Now you cannot annoy everybody around you. And I would just be like a little headphone fairy.
You know what should be 100% legal and have zero repercussions?
Throw their phones.
Yeah, the exactly. You say, hey, fuck. And then you hit them right in the face with it. Yeah, that should be completely allowed.
I guess that could be a thing.
It's terrible.
It's so freaking annoying. But there are so many people that don't find it annoying.
They're stupid. They're not brought up right.
So
we don't say that anymore. I think that's half the fucking problem.
But here's the other side of that. Because I was also brought up where it's like, say please and thank you. Like, clear the table when you get up. Mm-hmm. Also, I lived in a second floor apartment when I grew up. And it was always like, make sure you step lightly because people live below us. Let's not be obnoxious.
That is gone in my building.
They
play basketball downstairs. There's five people living in a one bedroom. They play basketball in the house.
So, and then also like chew with your mouth closed, like respect your elders, like all of these things. But maybe it was maybe they did it too much. And so I was always kind of walking on eggshells. And so now it causes this different response in me when other people aren't also walking on eggshells.
But then you meet the people that act like you do a little bit more. They're a little bit more respectful of each other. They have manners.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? They're just not blithering idiots. And you're like, it's not me. Carlin said it best, right? He said, imagine the average person, how dumb that person is, and just realize that half the population is dumber than that guy. And it's the most perfect observation ever made that explains today. But what do we do about it? You can't kill him, right? No. That's got to be frowned
upon.
And
you can't even call it out when it's a stranger because that's you can why, die.
See, that's why I feel like God blessed me for being short. It's like, listen, because if you're 6'5", with your mindset, you're going to get into trouble because there'd be a lot of tapping on the shoulder. Excuse me, retard, can you stop, please? And then eventually someone would stab me or shoot me.
Are you saying if you say this to someone who is 6'5"?
No. I'm
if
saying
you were 6'5"?
Even if I were the big guy, you know what I mean? That could be the hero like this lady was, yeah. You know? Even if I was that guy, I'd get shot eventually.
What's up, everybody? Robbie the Fire cutting into this middle of the episode out of nowhere. Shannon, don't laugh. I want to make it think that you weren't even in the room. Sorry. And I'm here because I just love Kratom so much that I want to tell you guys about it. You know what my favorite Kratom company is? It's Yo Kratom, because that's the only place where you can get a $60 kilo.
Is that your favorite?
I heard that too. Did I say favorite? Like, no, though, because he was doing so good.
You motherfuckers. I was trying to show the world what it is to do a smooth ad read as the director over here stepping in and going, this is how you get it done.
He's trying to pull himself back in. Now, you hear that, right?
You're doing great.
That I'm trying to find good. My rhythm
you're
again.
Gonna you're gonna get back there, kid. You tripped. Wow. Like the hamster. You remember, like the hamster, like runs on the wheel too fast, and it does like a one whirl
let
where
him,
it, like it's caught.
Let me just say, if Maddie spent 10 minutes in the office with me, I would quit. I would just go. It. You know what? I can't sell. I can't. You know what? You guys are right. I'm not good at this, and I quit. No, in all seriousness, Kratom, it's become my newest favorite drug. So if you're over the age of 21, if you're not over the age of 21 or, you know, you've never tried Kratom, just don't listen to this. But here's what I like with the Kratom. I like the train wreck. What are you a fan of?
Same. That's what
but
I like.
You actually go for the whole tea concoction, which is too much.
I don't. I just like mix water in with it. I put like a teaspoon in the morning, shake it up in a mason jar, and then I sip it because I don't like drink coffee or anything. So that's my thing that gets me through the day.
Oh, and then it's more of like a slow drip right. than if you just take one pill.
Right.
Oh, all right.
Well, I like mine, just regular, I guess.
Are you also a Kratom sure. person?
He's just trying to make a stupid joke, Robbie. Just ignore him and go on.
All right, so I like taking one Kratom every once in a while. I'm a big fan of the train wreck, which mixed all their blends. I like stacking all the work, all the shit that I hate. I could smile through a funeral if I was on Kratom. That's how good this stuff is.
You could work with Maddie, maybe.
What?
You could work with Maddie.
Why, do you do a lot
on
of funerals?
Kratom.
No, but when people talk about smiling at a funeral, they think of me dying.
So in all seriousness, if you're a fan of Kratom, go to YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo, the only place in the world where you can get an entire kilo for just $60. Once again, that's YoKratom.com. Get yourself a kilo for Christmas. That's a good Christmas gift.
Yeah.
Kilos for Christmas.
Yeah, give your kids drugs for Christmas.
Yeah, stock some stuffings. All right, and now I bring you back to the episode that you were listening to.
I think you meant to say stuff some stockings.
I'll put my dick in anything. What are you trying to say here, Shannon?
Let's get back to the show. I have said this on the show before, that if you are an open mouth chewer. Or
kill yourself.
Yes, and just don't listen anymore. But or if you leave your ringer on in public, and the open mouth chewer thing, like it has to be that someone's told you at some point in your life, please shut your mouth when you chew because it's disgusting me. Mm. I want you to write into the show. And just tell me why.
Yeah.
You don't have to give your name or anything. I just want to wrap my head around why this is okay.
Yeah. What are you doing?
Because the weird thing is that I have talked to people, even like going on like a first date or something, and I'm like, this is my pet peeve. And they're like, oh, yeah, I hate that too.
And they're like,
yes.
And then they do.
You're like, oh, you're completely oblivious. You're the person I'm talking about.
I know. So it's like, I don't understand because they don't realize that they do it.
I guess it's just a total lack of self-awareness. I feel like that's just a burden of the unintelligent to not notice that you're doing stuff that's annoying other people.
It's not intelligence, though.
I think it's common sense. It's common decency.
It's sort of like,
yes. You know, to your question, is it us? Do we have OCD? Not necessarily. I mean, maybe in certain situations, but I think in general, most people would appreciate not hearing, you know, over other people's super descriptive details when they're talking on the phone, when they're on the bus. It's like, I heard a girl order a takeout for her whole family and like, she doesn't like broccoli and don't add too much. And it's like, why would you want to yell that on the bus? Wouldn't you wait until you get off the bus and then place your order? Like, it's just, to me, it's just more common sense. Like,
even,
no
like,
one wants
calls
to hear
on the street.
You. Yeah.
I don't want people in my shit for one thing. And then for another, it's like, I don't know. I just, you don't want to hear me for sure. I don't know why anyone's listening to this.
So, okay. So to wrap up this topic, If you do these things, please write into thethingispodcast@gmail.com.
And no one will judge you at all. Yes,
no, no. I mean, we're going to probably talk a little bit shit, but I genuinely want to understand why do you do this? Okay. Now, Kyle, typically the first the first question we ask new guests on the show is for you to tell a story about your worst date experience.
Oh, my goodness. Well, it's been a long time. I was married for 15 years. So I would say when I was in my early 20s, I had a friend who had her husband was a paramedic and he was super hot. And she said, oh, he works with someone. We're going to set you guys up. And this was before. So this was like the mid 90s. So this was kind of before like you could Google someone and see what they were about. So she just tells me, you know, here's his number. We talked on the phone. He seemed really nice. I met him at the restaurant. It was this place on Tsampa. I don't know if you remember. It was like a Tibetan place on East 9th Street. And I walk in and I swear I thought he was kneeling. I was
No.
Oh, my God. She didn't. He was shorter than me. I'm 5'2". I'm not kidding. He was shorter than me. And I'm not a big like height thing.
I am.
But I was just, if all the things she told me about him, she could have given me a heads up of like what to look for, you know? So there was that. And then.
I think that's enough. He makes the worst date to me.
But he kept, what bugged me was during the date, he kept, he was from, I think he was Dominican. And he had to let me know like how well his Spanish was. So anytime the bus boy would come over, he'd be like, oye, caballero, ¿me puede dar un vaso de agua? Or whatever. And I'm like, okay, I get it. You speak Spanish. And he's Indian. So whatever. You're being really weird. And now it's awkward. Because the guy was like, what? Like the guy looked at him like, what? Like,
yeah, even he was like,
why are you speaking to me in Spanish?
You know? How do you say why you're a douche in fucking Spanish?
So that was weird. And then... I don't think this is surprising at this point. The bill came.
Oh, no.
And I'm always prepared. You know, I'm always ready to pay my way. But if it's a first date, maybe I'm old fashioned. I don't know. I think it is the nice thing for the guy to pay.
Mm-hmm.
My daughter would kill me because she's very woke and she doesn't think that that's okay to say. But
I'll hold my question.
But so the bill comes and he goes, why don't you just give me 20? And I was like,
20.
Okay.
Two TNAs, double Dutch.
So that was it. And then, he wanted to, do something else. And I was just like, I don't think I can afford to do something
else. This is making me so happy.
And that was it. And there was also no spark, really. So it was okay. It was, no love lost.
Was no room for a spark with all of this annoying shit. Yeah. I have a question about your daughter being woke. If she goes on a date with a guy, is she then angry if he tries to pay?
Well, so she came out, so I don't think she's interested in guys. Although at her age, she's 16, and I feel like their whole generation, they'll fuck a dog, they don't care, whatever, they'll do whatever. But I do think she's genuinely gay. But I think even if she wasn't, she's very socially conscious, and sometimes she doesn't even like some of my comedy. She'll be like, I don't think you should say that. And I'm like, oh God, you too?
Yeah, it too.
But I love her passion for wanting to make things right. And it's I love that side of her, but sometimes it's I think the problem with ultra wokeness is they don't know the history of how hard it's been.
No.
This is an example. Do you remember when everyone was mad at J.K. Rowling?
Yes.
But the trans community was upset with her. And I'm like, I don't think I think what she was trying to say was, wait a minute, you have to understand sexism first. The reason I have to specifically say women and not people who menstruate is because so much of my life has been based on crazy sexism and, you know, I've suffered from it. So to deny saying that would deny my past.
Mm-hmm.
So my daughter would say well, you know, trans women are women too. And I agree with her, but I also think they don't do their research. They don't understand that not all of this is coming from a hateful place.
Right.
This is coming from, we need to understand the struggle of people before us.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's all with that specific example, that's what that was about. So
also a language place. It's if I say woman, you can picture what I'm talking about. You know what I mean? I hate that we pretend that you can't.
Yeah, I read the other day that the United States issued its first passport with no gender marker.
Yeah.
But that type of thing I feel is different because the point of that is to identify who you are as a human being to make sure that it's you.
Yeah.
So it's if you don't identify something, that's one thing, but what do you look like at least I think should be included.
Yeah, it's important.
I look like I was making myself look like a woman. That's what, look for that. You know, I don't know.
I feel like it should, the rule should be, if the police were going to give a description of you or anyone on the street, what like the sketch artist, what do you tell the sketch artist? You know what I mean? It's a woman. All right, yeah. So I'm going to draw a picture of a lady. It's a man. I'll draw a picture of a man. You're getting too specific with shit. For a passport, it doesn't matter. It's here. I want to go to fucking Italy or whatever. And you give it to them. And then here's who I am. And then, like, at Thanksgiving, maybe mom can call me Mary or whatever the fuck. Like, she hasn't 1,000 times already.
Well, I understand, like, your choice of name. Like, sure. I understand that part. But I don't know.
I mean, there is a line, right? We're pretending there's not a line a lot. But there's definitely a line where it gets a little bit fucking silly.
I'm sorry, I want to interrupt everybody and just say Alec responded to me. Uh-oh. So I said, are you not coming in for today's episode? He says, for Without a Country, I'm on my way in right now, which records right after us. Wait, what do you mean?
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. Are we supposed to record today?
No.
For the record, not to keep going on about this, but when we recorded our last episode, which was Friday, right? Today's Tuesday, on Friday. When we recorded, I said, okay, Alec, so we're going to stream this episode on Tuesday.
Yep.
And then the one that we record in studio, we're going to save because we're all going to be at Skankfest. He said, yep, got it.
Alex is about to go to Chipotle to apply.
Yeah, he should.
You ever, just really glad you're not a person? That's me right now. Like, I'm so glad I'm not fucking Alex. I'm so glad I'm sitting in this seat and not in his at home when he should be here. Uh-oh.
God's punishing me. So the fun part is he's actually on his way in right now for the next show. So I get to yell at him in real life.
Yay.
Yeah, I'm excited about that. Anyway, back to the dating part, because we did kind of go off on a tangent there. But just really quickly, and I know the listeners are sick to death of hearing this story, but the last date that I went on, somebody from Hinge on a dating site, and what I complained, he was a nice guy. I am a heightist. Like, my height is like my number one thing on my list. And he is like big, 6'4", tattoos, fireman, like all
these
things.
I hate that they cut to the fucking double shot of us, by the way. Like, I'm a heightist, and you're like, let's show Maddie's short, pudgy ass. I mean, she's talking. You can go to fucking a solo camera for now. Jesus, this lady's fucking, where's Alec? This lady's mean.
I think Natalie is doing a great job. Thank you for being here today, Natalie.
Thank you.
So everything's fine. Like, we just meet at like a neighborhood bar. I figure, a couple hours, whatever. And the first thing that went wrong is when I was ready to leave at like 9 o'clock, I had to be up early in the morning. I was like, all right, after this drink, I'm going to go. And he's like, oh, come on, stay one more drink. And I feel like that on its own is a bad idea. If someone wants to go, let them go. Like, you want someone to like miss you or want more of your time, not be like, oh my God, can I go please? And then,
like, holding onto your fucking like pant leg as you're walking out the door.
And then he was running a tab on his card. And then when the bartender came over to like, you know, settle out his tab, I didn't have any cash on me. So of course, I'm a lady, so I'm going to do the offer. So I was like, oh, sorry, I don't have cash on me, but do you want to like put the tip on here or something? And I didn't even offer more than once. He took my card.
Oh no. Oh.
I love that everyone reacts the same way.
Took it. And then she was like, oh, I'm sorry, I can't split it that way. So he gives it back to me. Within a couple of moments, and like my card is like still out. Within a couple of moments, the sky outside opens up and it starts pouring. And the Uber price for me to get home is like $160. And I'm like, fuck. So now I'm like, so he's like, oh, I guess we have to stay now. He's like, now we'll order another round and now you can use your card.
You're sure he wasn't trying to be funny?
I mean, that.
Well, then he took it, though. Then he took it. So,
that's,
yeah,
he's saying it in a jokey way, but means it because he took my card and I paid for the last round. And like, overall, it's not a huge deal. I paid for one round of drinks. He paid for majority of it. But the principle of it is what really stays with me.
I think it's like, I don't know what the principle. It just, to me, feels, I don't know. And I also like to treat people like, if I'm going to go out to dinner with a friend, like I rarely go Dutch. It's always like one of us will get it one time
fight
and then
each
the next. Yeah, I just think it's more of a, I don't know. I don't want to say the word spiritual. That sounds stupid. But more of a just, it's like a good karma thing. Like I think that one person should kind of take, especially if you're friends, you know, whoever's maybe doing better at the moment, or hey, we meet once a month, I'll get it this month, you get it next month. It just, there's something so unromantic about doing math to try to figure out who owes what. And for a first date, I don't know. I think it's kind of, ugh.
I think there are levels to being an adult. And I think at a certain level, you start doing that. You start like, I'll get this one, you know, and then the next time you don't even ask, right? You just hope that you're friends with the kind of people who are on the same level as you, you know, mentally and financially, and they're going to be like, oh, no, no, I got this one. So that's what you're talking about. But this guy's like, no, no, no. I'm still at like the level of like, maybe I'm like then early
20s. Wait to date until you're at the whatever level you need to be, yeah. You know, and it's not even like you got to, you know, wine and dine someone like and spend tons of money. You could take them to where Alex is going to work at Chipotle and you could just get them. You could buy their bowl for them, get their burrito. Like it's go. Just a nice thing to do.
We went to a neighborhood bar. Like I'll tell you the name of it afterwards. We didn't go to a fancy place. Like it was a neighborhood bar in the Lower East Side here. It's not fancy.
Yeah.
But yeah. And
there's three words that every man should learn on a first date. Well,
put it away.
Put that away. Yeah. And I was like, well, maybe. And women. Maybe you shouldn't encourage that type of thought, but you know what I mean.
But yeah, I'm like my friends, my family members, everybody. It's always a thing of like, no, I got it. No, I got it. Like I say this all the time whenever we talk about the story. But like my sister and I will fight. Like I'll be throwing money in her car and get out and run. You know, my aunt and I, whenever we go out for drinks and stuff, I'm like, no, I got it this time. And she's like, Shannon, put your money away. Like everyone, it's never a thing of being cheap. Yeah. Even when I'm like, all of my friends like have way better jobs than me. Like they're doing really well, mm-hmm. And I would rather overdraw my account than be like the deadbeat of the group.
Yeah, you probably shouldn't do that. I think they call that keeping up with the Joneses.
do it. No, because I'm not going to be like, there's no.
You don't want to be a mooch for sure. Yeah,
there's no reason why. Like we're all the same age. We're all at the same spot in our life in a certain way. Yeah. And it's like you shouldn't have to pay for me.
I think you also realize, like, you know, money, sure, it's like important to live, I guess, but it's not
a little bit.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm trying to be spiritual Maddie and it's not going to go over well, so I'll just stop there.
it'll come back. Like it'll figure itself out. You know, there's still money coming in. It's going to figure itself out somehow.
All right, guys, I want to take a minute to tell you about Blue Chew. This episode is actually sponsored by Blue Chew. Say it with us, Blue Chew. Blue Chew is making waves and bringing more confidence to the bedroom by offering chewable tablets that can help men get stronger and longer lasting erections. Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in chewable form and at a fraction of the cost. Blue Chew's tablets help men achieve stronger and harder erections and combat all forms of erectile dysfunction. Blue Chew is an online prescription service, so there's no visits to the doctor's office, no awkward conversations, no waiting in line at the pharmacy, and it ships right to your door in a discreet package. So there's no inconvenience here. Everything right where you're sitting right now, you can do it on your phone, on your computer, and you can go through the whole process without speaking to anybody, without having to put on a mask and leave your house. You just do it all from right where you are, and it gets shipped right to you. The process is very simple. Sign up at BlueChew.com, consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days. And the best part, once again, it's all done online. Blue Chew's licensed medical providers work with you to find the right ingredient and strength for your prescription. Don't like swallowing pills? No problem here. Blue Chew's sildenafil and tadalafil tablets are chewable. Blue Chew's tablets are also made in the USA and they prepare to ship direct, so it's also cheaper than a pharmacy. It's all pluses here, guys, no negatives. So if you think you can benefit from extra confidence when it's time to perform, visit BlueChew.com for more details and safety information. And again, I know I said the word erectile dysfunction before. This isn't just if you've been diagnosed with something. As far as I know, and I work with all guys, so I think I have a pretty good vantage point of this, is that everybody has a down day. Maybe you are out on a date with a girl and you ate too much and you're feeling really full, and maybe that gets in the way of performing that you'd like to. Maybe you're with a new girl and you're very nervous and you don't think you'll be able to perform. Maybe you're with somebody that you've been with for 100 years and you're kind of bored and you need a little bit of a boost. For any reason, Blue Chew is going to make your life, your sex life, a lot better. And here, of course, we have a special deal for our listeners. You can try Blue Chew for free when you use promo code Shannon at checkout. That's S-H-A-N-N-O-N. All you have to do is pay $5 for shipping, which is nothing when in exchange, you are getting an amazing sex life. That's BlueChew.com, promo code Shannon to receive your first month free. And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast. All right, let's get back to the show.
Okay, we're going to move over now to bad things.
Ah, you had every opportunity.
She's looking. Bad things with you. Before I introduce this segment, it's just everyone knows that I've just been rewatching True Blood for the 9,000th time, and that's the theme song to True Blood. And so that's,
oh, really?
Yeah.
So it just, always?
Mm-hmm.
How's that now, the first time coming up?
I don't know. I feel like I've definitely
why
said it.
Is it that? That's like such like a southern country sounding song.
Well, it takes place in Louisiana.
Oh. And they're like vampires, right?
Yeah. Everyone okay. wants to do bad things to each other because they're like killing and fucking and it's yeah. great. It's a great well, show.
I'm not a fruit cup in spite of some of the drops that are part of this show, so I've never seen it.
We haven't had those drops in so long.
Episode, but okay. I can check it out now. How many seasons are there?
Six.
How many episodes per season? Is it like a Sopranos where it's like 10-ish?
It
or
varies.
Is it like a Friends where it's 20-ish?
I would say about 10-ish because it was on HBO.
It's doable.
It's really good.
HBO,
you might
yeah,
hate it.
That was like the height of HBO, right? Mm-hmm. That was around Sopranos time. I'll try an episode.
I think, yeah.
Try three episodes.
No. I give it one episode. I made that rule after seeing Breaking Bad for the first time and after seeing The Walking Dead for the first time. I said, this show has me hooked. First episode. And now I'm stuck watching Walking Dead and it stinks.
You know what? I think the way the first one ends is going to make you want to watch the second one. So I'm good with one episode and we will follow up on the next episode.
Absolutely.
Okay. So Kyle, this is the part of the show where we talk about fight stories, physical altercations, and if you've been in more than one fight, the most memorable one that you've been in.
Oh, boy. I work really hard to try to stay calm. I have not been in many fights in my life, but I guess the most memorable one was... the one that ended me on the no-fly list in 2003.
2001 would have been a real problem.
Yeah.
Depends on what month.
I actually had I punched a flight attendant.
Yay!
Yeah. I'm not proud of it, but it's a good story to
I
tell
be
now.
I'm very proud of it after you tell me.
So it was 2003. My son he is now almost 19, and at the time he was like a year. And we're getting on the plane. We were in Akron, Ohio, because that's the cheaper way to fly than the downtown Cleveland airport. So we used to fly this airline called AirTran, which I think is now turned into Southwest or something like that. So it was like the budget airline. And as I'm getting on, I see where my seats are that's roped off. And I'm holding my
son. VIP service. I like this airline.
So the flight attendant was like, "You can't sit here." And I'm like, okay. So I'm standing there for a second. And she goes, I'm kind of leaning on the seat because I'm tired. And she goes, "I don't know what, I just told you can't sit here. I don't know what you're doing." And I'm like, "I'm just tired. I don't know where I'm supposed to go. Like, I have a kid and I'm, you know, it's very stressful traveling with a baby." Yeah. So she picks up the phone and calls the cockpit and says, "Hi, I'm getting some major attitude back here. I have two irate passengers." And this is how she's talking.
The one-year-old is one of the two?
Well, I guess she was talking about my husband at the time. Oh, so he was irate. But she really sounded like that. That was not a gratuitous accent. That is exactly how she sounded. And my ex says, "Two, what are you talking about? I haven't even said anything." And I can't remember what happened. She said a couple other things. She was just very unhelpful, just kind of like your typical, like, disgruntled, not a person who should be working with the public. And I was only 26, and she leans in and says, I said, "What's your name? Because I'm going to write customer service." I said it like a Karen, like, "I'm going to talk to your manager." I was really stupid too, but I said, "What's your name? Because I'm going to make sure your supervisor knows like how unprofessional you are."
And I'm okay with this.
She leans in my face and she points, like, her fingers like right here. And she goes, "My name is Denise, and don't you ever forget it."
Oh, jeez. This lady has fucking all the gusto ever to exist.
And I'm telling you, I don't know what happened. I kind of, like, snapped. I don't really kind of remember, but everybody says I punched her. Like, I just, like, punched her right in the face.
Are you still holding your baby?
No, my husband was holding the baby at this point. And so
hold this. What are you going to do? Watch.
So I was just like this rage of like, you know, and I've been in therapy over the last 20 years trying to figure out like what happened in that moment. Like, was it, you know, my mom had died the year before? Was it that I was overwhelmed being a new mom myself? Like, who knows? But she was like, she triggered something mm-hmm. that in me. And the next thing I know, my husband had put his arm between us and I'm trying to like, and then I like mushed her in the head again. Then the next thing I know, like, two cops come on, handcuff us, pick up my son, said that they were going to put him in child protective services. And then that's when I was like, what just happened? Long story short, I should have gone to jail. But my aunt in Cleveland, I called her and I said, "Can you please come pick up Robert? I just got arrested." And she's like, "What are you talking about?" I'm like, "I'm not kidding." My uncle knew like all these judges in Cleveland, so he was the perfect person. So he gets on the phone with the cop, and somehow they said, okay, we're going to let you go home, but you can't fly out of here tonight or any airport because you're on the no-fly list. It was like me and Osama bin Laden, who they were big time hunting at the time, 2003. Everyone was like, ah. So I could not fly at all. We had to take a Greyhound bus back to New York City. It was like 20 hours.
With a baby.
With a baby. No one on the bus had teeth. Like there was like maybe a 2 teeth maximum for the whole Greyhound. And my ex didn't speak to me like the entire time. I started to say something. He's like, please don't talk. And
really? He was perturbed?
He was a little mad.
I would have been fucking ecstatic. I'm like, that was awesome. You should do that every time we get on the plane.
It was really great. But she was, again, there's no excuse for my behavior, but she was horrific. And then 6 months later, she sued me and said that she had vertigo and emotional distress and she couldn't work. So I had to get this. I couldn't afford like the fancy lawyer. So I got this guy right out of law school. We get in front of the judge. He like burped in front of the judge.
Oh, Jesus.
And he kept like, my client's
My cousin Vinny.
And I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, you are dumb. Like, how did you pass the bar? Like, what the fuck? So it ended up taking several years. And long story short, at some point, the lawyer's like, look, she had a record of like harassing families or something. Like, so she, I had to face her in a deposition.
I think she was barren. I'd have been Your Honor, I would like the court to ask.
She was crazy. I mean, she lied the whole deposition. She just lied. And I started laughing because I said, I don't know what story, I don't know what plane she was on, but she said I karate chopped her and that it was just insane. And I had to settle with her. And I think I had to pay her $3,000.
Okay.
So I borrowed some money from a friend. She gave me $3,000. I paid her. My lawyer said, if it makes you feel any better, most of this is going towards her legal fees. He goes, but at this point, forget justice. You're going to pay fighting this. So I paid $3,000 to tell you this story today.
I'm obviously completely on your side here. And I think that part of what triggers somebody like that in that situation is that it's just like the purest form of gaslighting that's happening is what she's doing doesn't match what somebody should do in that situation so much that it makes you feel so crazy you have nothing else to do but to lash out in response to it.
Yeah. No. And again, I don't use as an excuse that I was only 26, but I didn't have, I guess, kind of the life skills to say, you know what, this is so not worth it. Like, this is about her. This is not about, like, the way she's treating me is about her, not about me. But I was just, I didn't have that ability. I was furious. I was like, fuck this bitch. Like, I was so, I just turned super ghetto. Like, and my husband's like, where did that, like, you're 5 foot two, where did this come from? Like, I just was like, what, bitch? And I was like going like as if I was in a movie or something. And I had all these people watching me. They all thought I was nuts too. But
thank God that wasn't closer to today, because all of the videos that people would have posted on like Worldstar and TMZ.
I kind of could have used it as a credit.
No, because they wouldn't. Oh, yeah. But they wouldn't have started recording until you started acting out. And then it would have made you look like a real crazy person. And then she probably would have been able to take you for so much money.
Yeah. Well, the only good thing was that the police interviewed some of the people on the plane. What saved me also was that they all sort of testified or gave statements that she was very like very belligerent with me, very rude, like kind of out of nowhere. So that helped too. But
Alec just walked in.
Uh-oh. Can I get some guac and some chips?
Look at him with dirty looks. He's not making eye contact to the room.
The show.
He's not looking in here. No, I'm not waving at you, Alec.
He also just heard my story and he's probably like, that girl's
crazy. It's like, watch out.
Work starts at 5:30.
Actually, before 5:30.
Correct.
Because you're on time, you're late. The show starts at 5:30. Okay, let's move on to our final segment, which is scary things.
Look at that. She fucking nailed it. Glad the lights are on right now. Things gotten way more horrifying. What happened?
I like it. It's the part of the story where part of the show we talk about scary things, weird, creepy, unexplainable, possibly paranormal experiences. Before we get into the story, I did watch over the weekend, because in real life right now, Halloween just passed. When this comes out, it'll be like old news. But I watched a couple of newer scary movies. I watched Old. Has anyone seen that? I think it's a... What's the guy's name?
Oh, I did hear Natalie that. Knows.
M. Night Shyamalan.
Oh, okay. M. Night Shyamalan. Right. Yeah. Yeah, where it's like the people on the islands, everyone's getting old. It's basically the premise of it.
And he gets dementia, like, my or some life. Shit.
I don't want to let. I don't want to give anything away. But Zach Amico told me about it, and he said it was just a bummer, and that there wasn't much of a twist. And yeah. So I went into it thinking it was going to suck, and I didn't mind it. I thought it was good.
I think low expectations is the key to watching something.
100%.
Yeah. From what I've heard about it, I feel like I shouldn't watch it. I think it's going to make me nervous about things.
It probably will.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
What's it on?
Oh, I rented it. I rented it while I was getting my nails
done. Is it on like a Netflix?
You can watch it on Prime. You can rent it on Prime.
Is it on the Netflix? Like an old fucking man?
Do you have the old disease?
I might.
And then I watched The Night House, which I think was on Prime. I may have also rented that. And it's about a woman who lost her husband. And then she's like in her big empty house by herself. And then weird shit starts happening. And... I don't like to ruin things for people, but the end wasn't great, but the ride was fun.
Okay.
And then I watched Hypnotic or something like that.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, it was on Netflix. Is that the name of it? Hypnotic?
I think so. Something yeah, like Hypnotic, that, yeah.
And that was very fun. I mean, slightly predictable, but I feel like it was a fun scary.
I liked it. It moved fast. Mm-hmm. Sometimes maybe our patience is getting... lower our span of attention, but I thought it was like a nice pace. It had me hooked. It was sort of predictable, mm-hmm. like you said, but I liked it.
There were times where it's like, oh no, you know, where it's like, oh no, get up or look that way, or it was really good. So yeah. I feel like I recommend that one, and then Night House, and then Old if you have nothing else to spend $6 on.
$6?
It's $5.99.
To get bummed out?
I liked it. I wasn't bummed out.
I would get bummed out, I feel like.
I feel like it was satisfactory how it ended. So that's why it didn't bum me out.
We should be cutting all these into drops, like for any dates that you go on. Like, it was satisfactory.
I mean, remember when we had a producer that would be here during the show? And then when things happened.
Brian? Yes. It's really tragic. He died. Now this guy fucking can't show up on time.
And then during the show, he would like timestamp crazy shit that we said. And then the next week, there would be a drop on the show. Remember?
Yeah. What happened to that guy? Hit by a bus, I heard.
So sad.
I know it is. Okay.
It's a greyhound coming from Ohio.
So this is like where we talk. Did I give you the whole spiel already? Scary stuff.
Yes.
Okay. So what's your story?
Oh, scary. Just waking up every morning and finding like a hair on my face that wasn't there before. That's happening a lot. Oh, gosh. When I was a kid, I watched my sister, who's 7 years older than me, took me to see Cat People, which is not something you should take a 5-year-old to. And that scared the hell out of me. We saw it in the movie theater. It was with Natasha. She was really famous in the 80s.
Is this the one where it's the mother and the son, and then they're like cat people at night, or they turn into cats?
I didn't know at the time. I now know, having seen it again as an adult, like when they're aroused, they turn into a cat. So I'm just watching this, and I just see a lot of naked people, which didn't freak me out as a kid, but the cats like tearing people apart, and it was very scary. So I remember not being able to sleep that night, and I heard shit, and I thought a cat was in there. I thought like a big panther was in the room. It wasn't. So, I mean, I guess I don't know if this counts as really scary because it was all in my 5-year-old brain. But yeah.
There is something scary about the mind who can come up with that movie, though.
Yeah. I don't know if I'm thinking of the right movie. But
I feel like you're thinking of witches.
No, that's not it.
No? The mouse ladies, the rat ladies, whatever they are?
It was literally called Cat People. Yeah.
Can you bring up like the cover of it? Because do you know that there's a movie in the movie I'm thinking of, they didn't turn into like a house cat. It's just their face turned cat-like.
Oh, no. They turned into like a panther, and then whoever they were having sex with, they would, instead of having sex with them, they would just eat them and like rip their limbs off.
What the fuck is that about?
And then I went back to kindergarten.
There's got to be some kind of fucking symbolism there, right? Like, there has to be an idea. What is it? That's fucking...
I don't know if I know what this movie is.
Let's take 15 minutes and do research on the plot of this one.
It's a classic. Like, it's definitely... It was considered a horror... Yeah, there it is.
No, this isn't what I was thinking of.
It was Yeah, I mean, I don't know, see it, but I was like,
what the hell is the movie I'm thinking of? Does anybody know in the booth?
Unless you're thinking of Hoarders. No. Those are fucking scary cat people, too, a lot of the time.
You know, Pet Hoarders is a different experience.
Really? That's a thing?
Mm-hmm.
That sounds like my dream.
On Amazon Prime, I think it's called Pet Hoarders.
They probably, if I had to guess, don't take very good care of them, though.
It is a terrifying experience to watch the show because, like, they obviously, if you're going to hoard pets, you're also usually not a clean person.
Yeah.
There was one girl that actually was really clean when she had a million cats, but they will live in, like, a trailer, and then the walls are just, like, layered with cages, and it's like cats or dogs or birds, bunnies, it's like everything, and they just can't stop themselves. Then the animals start like procreating and then they have like litters of 100, and then they can't get rid of any of them, and then it just takes over their whole lives.
That has to be a disorder. Like, I don't know what would be attractive about having that many. I have one cat and I always know when he poops, and I always think of getting rid of him.
I have two cats, but
what's the most amount of pets you would have?
I think two cats is
you don't want okay. You don't want two cats. Let's say you had a house that was like, you know, a couple thousand square feet, you know, maybe an acre of land.
I mean, if
you had room for pets, how many would you have?
If there were more people, because like I feel like they need attention,
right?
And like I already like they. I know it's such a cat lady thing to say, but like they already fight for my attention.
Mm-hmm.
Like everyone knows who watches the show. Like they're always in my camera and whatever.
Yep.
And so like they're like very like needy, and it would be unfair to
needy.
Them. Uh-huh. It would be unfair to have like a dog or another cat and then none of them get attention. I feel like that's not fair.
Unless they keep each other company. I don't know, but maybe they don't.
I feel like you might get that more with dogs than cats. But that's my question, basically, is like, I feel like I got lots of attention to give to lots of pets. You know what I mean? Like, you ever see those videos where there's like 16 fucking golden retriever puppies coming out of like a doorway and they're just swarming a 4-year-old or whatever? I'm like, oh, that is my fucking heaven, right? I would die right now if that was it.
So why don't you get some?
I don't have a home. I got a fucking apartment with spiders. I'm an asshole. And fucking
those are your
people
pets.
That play basketball downstairs, like total dicks.
Maybe if you got cats, they would help you with your spiders.
Maybe I gotta do better in life, you bunch of fucks. How about you subscribe to this goddamn pot? Here's what you do, all right? You buy Maddie a home so we can get some dogs and get some fucking, you know, some relief in his life of misery. You unsubscribe from everyone, then resubscribe with fucking TTI. Fuck them all. Let's fucking run this joint. Act like a jester, goddammit.
I do have a glowfish, my son. They're really my son's, but supposedly they help with stress. So if
what
you,
is it?
They're little glowfish. You can get them at Petco, and they're really
they're
pretty.
Like a tetras.
I don't know. Then maybe that's what they're called. But
can we see them, guys?
I wonder if that's a specific thing to those fish, because I have heard that just having a nice aquarium with some nice fish, that's supposed to like, lower
I don't know if it's like psychological, but I do. My living room always looks nice and peaceful, and I do like at night, like we put on the nightlight, and it's like they glow in the background, and it's really
look
cool.
Look at them swimming around, all trapped in there. I'm not as trapped as they are. My life is better.
Natalie's saying something, but the mic isn't on.
They're very pretty.
Sorry. Is it these?
Yes.
My sister has them.
Yeah. Really? So we have, I think, four.
I love them.
We had, I think, one. We had a, you have to get a bottom feeder, or at least this is what they tell you at Petco. I don't know if they're just trying to make more money, but we got a, like, a lobster, like a white lobster, and he, like, eats their shit and stuff on the bottom.
Crayfish or something?
And, yeah, they're called bottom feeders. They help keep the tank clean, and it looks cool, but he was in a bad mood one day and he ate one of the fish.
Oh, no.
So we were, that was Trump. Like I couldn't look at it where he had it.
Oh, you got to see it?
I looked away. I couldn't watch it.
You got to watch it. Listen, it's happening, right?
I'm not an animal.
It's going to cost me $8. I may as well watch.
It was very sad.
I feel like that like cancels out all of the relaxation that it brought you.
There's no free lunches, right? There's just always just, it all levels out. It's just peace, 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 peace. And then just, sheer terror. The children are watching.
I like the idea of having fish, though. I feel like it's probably so much work, though.
I would do it. I'd have like a nice fucking wall size.
You just drop they can't eat that much. So you just drop a little bit of food in. Yeah. I think it's not even every day, like every other day or something. And
what about, so do you not have to clean it because murderous lobster is in there?
No, you still have to clean it.
Yeah, because where do they shit? They got to do something, right?
I don't know how it works. I really just buy it and then I say it's on you.
So but do you ever have to like dump out the whole tank and like wipe down
the
walls?
I won't do it. No, he does something. He's got it under control. I don't know. There's a 14-year-old in charge of these souls. But I don't do it.
My sister has at least one fish tank with those glowy fish in it. And then she has a cat, a dog, and a scorpion.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
Which I hate.
Which that thing probably eats what we don't talk about.
She feeds it crickets.
I got a friend who's got his kid, he's 11 or whatever, and he's got a bearded dragon.
Uh-huh. Are they crickets?
That thing eats gigantic roaches.
No, we don't say the word.
It does.
They eat crickets. My friend...
They can, but here's the problem with the crickets is the crickets fucking smell, first of all.
And they
really
jump
bad.
Out.
People sell chocolate crickets.
Yeah.
I've seen that.
I would try one. Want to try one on the show? Will you try one?
No, I
would
I could never do fear effect, like that type of stuff.
I could do that easy. It's the living... we've been watching, like rewatching, because it's on Netflix now, all the old Fear Factors. Mm-hmm. I can't do the live stuff. Remember the cave dwelling spiders?
Mm-mm.
That was a problem.
They ate
live
things
scorpions
that
in the new
created.
Version too.
Ugh. I can't. You could, if someone was like, "I'm gonna chop off your leg unless you eat this," I'll be like, "Bye, leg. I can't."
Even if it's dead,
it would be really. I have to. It would. I guess I'd have to. You'd have to be threatening me right now for me to know. But I don't think I could do it.
Anything
I really
not
don't.
Living, no problem. Bang! I'll eat it all day.
No, because I don't. I
six
couldn't.
Grand.
I just couldn't even touch it with my fingers, let alone like put it into my body.
Dead?
Yes.
But
chocolate
you're also
covered?
Vegan, so I.
Yeah, but I'm okay. I'm okay with the death of bugs. I'm okay with people killing bugs.
I'm okay with that too.
Yeah, but
there's a lot of chocolate on it.
I don't think so.
No?
I couldn't get past the mental thing of like it being.
It's supposed to be really good for you. Lots of protein and shit.
I get plenty of protein.
Ugh. Do you know in Jainism this is why am I telling you this? This is so stupid that the nuns wear special masks so that no bug can accidentally fly into their mouth because they're so compassionate. They don't want to. Yeah, it's next level.
Oh, I would like it just to not get bugs in my mouth. Especially you could sleep with that and then you'll never eat bugs in the middle
Stop.
Of the night.
Ah, oh, there we go.
Pushing masks on people.
Oh, there we go.
This is the type of mask I think that we should start.
No,
pushing.
Enough of it.
No bugs in your
eat
mouth.
Eat bugs.
Or this is what the government should
Live
have
a
used
little.
And be like, guys, you know you're eating bugs all the time. Do you want to not? Just wear this mask and then you're not going to be eating bugs all the time.
Just eat a bug. No. Fucking man up.
I feel like we should get them in here.
You know,
for
kids
you.
Used to lose their fingers in fucking machinery in like the early 1900s. Get a grip.
Yeah. I
eat
like
a
how
fucking
bug. I thought you were like comparing like 100 years comparison.
I'm an old soul.
I was trying to think of like what can be like comparable of like what I would eat, but it's not going to be like anything. Of like
You're
you
like,
to
I
eat
would
that.
Eat maybe a steak.
No,
if it
I'm not
medium
gonna eat
rare.
Steak. I will not.
I do. Oh, I love steak.
You wouldn't go back to steak?
No.
You said you had honey. You don't...
No, because that's bug related.
Okay. All right. So the bugs don't have equal rights. I see what you're saying,
nope,
Shannon.
They don't. They're lesser than. Screw all the bugs. Even though I don't think people should be killing honeybees.
No.
But, no.
Yeah, because I think that's a chain reaction. That's like a climate problem.
Yeah.
Yeah. Honeybees aren't the problem. It's the yellow jackets.
They do suck.
They chase you. They get in
Can
your
I
beer.
Say something exciting?
I would hope so.
No one's going to care about this. Something I'm excited about. So MTV is a challenge. Mm. I don't know. Are you familiar, Kyle?
Yes.
So it started out as like Real World versus Road Rules. I say it very slowly because it's an impossible sentence to say.
Nope.
Yeah, it is really hard. Real World versus Road Rules.
I can't say real. I just mouthed it. I said rear.
Okay, but you wanted to shit on me. So now say that sentence real quick.
Real World Road Rules Challenge. Is that it?
It's Real World versus Road Rules.
Oh.
Real World versus Road Rules. How you killed it.
Real World versus Road...
See?
I'm a mush-mouthed idiot.
It's the ers and the wuss that it's...
I just can't talk. I think I have a fat tongue from being retarded.
So anyway, so the host of the challenge, and we've had some members of the challenge on the show, but the host, his name is TJ Lavin, and I follow him on Instagram. And I began to then follow his wife, who is a vegan, and like she's always like promoting all of these like healthy lifestyles and stuff. That's not a really great sentence, but you get it. And so she's always like in Hawaii or wherever, and just like taking these amazing pictures, just enjoying the beauty of life.
Like all celebrity wives, they all do. They all have.
Yes.
They all have cooking recipes too.
Right. Yeah. But the fact that she's vegan is why like I started following her. And then she just posted something recently. And she said that she's about to take on new clients to do like health coaching and fitness training in like the next month. And I have a trainer now, but she's not vegan. And so, like, I feel like it would be a fun experience to, like, have a trainer and a nutritionist that, you know, follows the same, like, lifestyle.
She does both.
Not lifestyle, but yeah. Yeah. And so I DM'd her and I was like, let me roll the dice here. And she responded. And as soon as we get back from Skankfest, we're going to have a consultation. And she may take me on as a client.
Oh, that's awesome. I think that's great. I think having personalized attention like that mm-hmm. is, I saw a nutritionist once and she was so smart. She was like really helped me with stuff, just with supplements and like getting what I need. And I think it's great. I think it's definitely worth a try.
Yeah, because like it's a hard thing, like as a vegan, to get in everything that you need, because then you have to eat like so much food and you have to pay so much attention to everything that you're eating. Why do you have this look on your face?
I'll tell you afterwards. Go ahead. I was really. I just got caught being dreamy. All right, so I was gonna say, if this lady doesn't work out, not being dreamy, but whatever. If she doesn't work out for it, I was going to say there's this hot little number on Instagram, Miss Carrie June. She's like a fitness lady. You're
so excited about this. He wants you to work out. Girl,
you know? So you can then have her on the podcast.
Yeah, hell shit. Yeah, dog. I want it.
You can just reach out to her and ask her to come on to the podcast.
She'll be like, who is this tall number? She's a short girl.
Yeah. Shorter than you?
Yeah, she's like 4'11 or some shit. Like, man, where's this lady? She'd be like, if she saw me, but whatever.
Yeah,
I'm cute and I'm funny.
She'll be probably calling in through Zoom, so she's not going to know how tall you are as long as I don't reveal it.
Just wear heels.
I've done that. I still have a pair.
So that's really into it. I'm excited about it. And then maybe eventually, like, she'll come on the show. Maybe other members of the challenge will come on the show. But I feel like I don't have any vegan friends. And I feel like it would be fun to just, like,
introduce you. To some vegan.
Are they
friends.
Shitty people? Because I feel like vegans
are. They're like what you think. Like, they're, one of them is really, she's got her own yoga studio. It's kind of, they're all the stereotype of what you think a vegan is.
Yeah, but you're going to hate that.
And
yeah.
They'll tell you that they're vegan within the first 30 seconds.
I don't like
them.
Yeah, like
you're
that.
Like okay. Me. You're an island.
Never mind. No play dates.
Girl.
No vegan play dates.
This is why I guess I don't have vegan friends, because like I.
You have a steak personality,
right?
Yeah. But a vegan yes. body. Inside.
No, I don't have a vegan body. Yeah. I'm trying to get there. But yeah. But I have been thinking about recently, and I'm changing the subject because everybody hates this. But I have thought recently about like, what would I really want to eat meat or cheese or whatever at this point? And I just like I started being a vegan because of health purposes, and then I've really jumped on to the ethical part behind it, and now that's really in the front of my mind, and I just hate the idea now of eating an animal. But, and I said this before on the show, but if I were in a different country where they treated their livestock better, I think it would maybe, oh, we just did a whole thing about this on the show. Was it on the show? Or was it in the post show?
It was, I'm not the guy to ask, you know, I was drinking, especially last week.
Yeah, we did a whole thing about
it. But
this.
I'll tell you what, if,
that's true.
If I get a nice house with some fucking property, I'll have some chickens, you can have some eggs, they'll be well kept, you know, they'll be pets, basically, they'll be treated as equals to the dogs and cats. And
you can have a whole zoo.
Birds. Aaron doesn't want cats. I feel like I might have to cave on that one.
Is it because you love my cat so much?
There's some shitty fucking cats out there, man. I got a friend with a shit bag of a fucking cat. I want to kick it all the time. And I love animals. I've never been mean to an animal. Well, that's not true. I was a child once, and you know, sometimes you pull a cat's tail because it's running away from you. You want to pet it.
Okay.
You know?
That's not the intention of hurting it.
But it was a real Lenny move. But now I'm like, you got to be nice to animals. But this cat is a fucking cross-eyed cunt. Okay. He's a Siamese cat. Purebred. Oh. So he's like this all the fucking time. He's fucking half retarded. I hate that cat.
Okay, before we go, last question, Kyle, and I didn't prepare you for this one.
Okay.
What
can't be worse than my flight attendant story? All your fans are going to think I'm psychotic.
They're going to love this story.
I don't know.
What do you think happens when we die?
I think something.
That's it. That's the end. Yeah, I think,
yeah. Bye.
Dick plug. See you next week.
I don't think it's the end. I know. You cease to exist, and some people think that's it. I think, I think because my mom died 20 something years ago, and I've had a lot of dreams where it's very real. I had a friend who died also, and same thing. Like, the dreams were, we were on the phone call, and it was so real that I woke up, I was crying every single time. Mm. That there's something And again, some psychologists could explain that and say, oh, well, that's just how you, like, some people see Jesus when they die. And then, you know, Muslim people see Muhammad or whatever. Like, it's all a psychological thing of what you've learned your whole life. But I don't know. To me, it felt like a little more. And so I feel like, I know it sounds really corny. Like, sometimes I'll feel my mom's presence, mm-hmm. or, and it doesn't feel scary. It feels okay. It's not like it wouldn't have been for the scary part of the story.
Mm-hmm. I was about to yell at you for not talking about this during that segment.
But no, like, I mean, you know, the only thing you think about is like, oh gosh, if I'm having sex, are they watching mm-hmm. me or something weird like that? But I think that you keep moving. I think your soul stays around and, you know, you keep coming back and learning whatever lessons you got to learn. That's what I think.
Okay. I feel like that is the most popular opinion on the show, and I feel like everyone always kind of treads lightly to talk about reincarnation, and then like once they get into it, it's like that's almost what everybody says.
Yeah,
on the show.
I mean, I don't know if it's reincarnation, and I don't, obviously I've never been dead, so I don't know. That's why it's so frustrating when mm-hmm. super religious people are like, well, this is what happens. Like, you don't know.
Right,
nobody knows. But this, from my experiences and the things I've felt and really deeply in a gut way kind of feel, I think things just, you keep going, like your body's dead but you just keep flowing. Mm-hmm. So I'll come back and haunt you.
I was trying to find the actual quote, because I'm gonna butcher it, but I'll give you the gist, is that there's no time's not linear, that everything's happening all at once, and then it's all like we're all like one part of one thing. So like that, the thought of talking to your mother in a dream or whatever, and it being very real. I don't know. I just, why else? Why else have the dream? You know what mm-hmm. I mean? Like, is your mind trying to deal with, I don't know. Maybe it is nothing. What if it's everything? What if it's everything? Oh, what if, all right, so here's, I think, all right, so what I've been doing lately, right? So if I get into a thing where like, I want to just make a quick point, and it's like, all right, well, do you feel this way or this way? And which way are we headed? And what's more likely? How do you feel about this versus that, right? One thing, binary, completely. So death, is it everything or is it nothing? And I feel like maybe it's just everything instead uh-huh. of nothing.
I see what you're saying. That makes sense.
Thank God you do, because I barely do.
No, but I get it. And I also think nothing just sounds a lot less appealing, which is probably why you get a lot of the right. same answer. But I don't think I'm hiding from like a possibility when I say that. I really just don't think it makes sense. Like, what's the whole purpose of everything? Like, why are we here?
Right.
If it's just this, and some people have really shitty lives and don't learn anything, and then boom, that's it. You just cease to exist. Like,
yeah, that makes you think too. It's like, why am I learning? You know what I mean? Like, why? All right. So let's say like you get reincarnated or whatever. You get sent back into this fucking stud of a body.
Back on this podcast again.
You know? Yeah. And you're like, do better this time, dickhead.
I'll take Alex's job my next life.
At Chipotle.
But you know how like you finally like, oh, you know what? That was a better way of doing things than I used to do it. Like, that's an improvement. Mm-hmm. And you're like, oh, why? Why did I? Am I a better person? Probably not. I'm probably still a piece of shit. You know what I mean? So what's next?
Yeah.
It's probably everything.
I do feel like I default in my mind to ideas of like a reincarnation-esque type thing, where it's like, if somebody is like very close-minded in how they go about life, in my mind I'm like, oh, this is probably their first time around. Mm. Like, they haven't like obtained enough like wisdom within their like soul, I guess, you know, to like, you know, have gotten any piece of enlightenment. And then there are other people that just seem to be like at peace and like have more figured out, and it's like maybe they've been through so many more times, and I feel like I default to that.
See, now what terrifies me about that, and I've kind of alluded to it before, is that like you start out at like maybe, I think it goes from you start, well, then again, it's, all right, I was going to say it feels like you start out at the best possible scenario, right? Because it's the easiest to deal with. And then you can move up to the next level where it's harder, right? And then eventually you're just like the monk setting himself on fire in Tiananmen Square. But at the same time, you also have people like, you know, Joe Rogan, who seems to be very, like, balanced in his thought. That could be drugs, though. Maybe it's his first time around, right? But he does enough drugs to make him look more balanced.
Wait till he finds out you don't need horse shit to cure yourself.
Well, that was
nope. I think though that someone like Joe Rogan, the fact that he's seeking answers, like right. just to get to that point, to understand or to like guess that there's more than what we are experiencing, yeah. means that you have to have been through.
And that's the kind of person you want to stick yourself around, by the yes. way. Yes, that's the kind of person who doesn't fucking chew with them. I bet you Joe Rogan is a closed mouth chewing motherfucker.
I wonder.
Right? And I'll tell you right now, if he's not, I'll fight him. I pray to God he's a closed mouth eater.
I wonder.
Although, here's the thing, right? I'll give him an out. Joe, I'll give you an out. You've had your nose broken a few times, I'm sure, you know, fighting your entire life. So I'll give you an out. I'll give you a fucking pass on the mouth breathing a little bit, but
be careful. Will you post this as a clip and tag Joe Rogan in it?
I mean, I won't, but have at it.
And I want you to do it.
I don't know how to do that. Send me the clip.
Maddie, with all the shit that Natalie, you post you're hired. On Instagram. No. With all the shit that you post on Twitter and Instagram.
I see a news article. I'm like, what the fuck is happening? And I put it on my Instagram.
I think you can reaction. I think you can manage to figure out how to write somebody's name with an at symbol in the caption. I think you can figure that out.
Oh, I
can
do that. I don't, how do I get
That's
the clip?
How you tag someone.
Is he like your favorite person in the world?
I can do a screen record, I guess. He's all right.
Okay.
You know.
All right. On that note, we're going to wrap up. We're going to do a quick round of plugs and get out of here. Maddie.
You can follow me on Instagram at Jester Skulls, Real World versus Road Rules, where I'll be calling out Joe Rogan for being a mouth-breathing bitch.
That's not, I bet that's you he's not what it's about.
Oh, it's not?
No.
I forgot.
We're just trying to find out if he chews with his mouth open.
I'll ask him. Hey, Joe. Excuse me, Joe. That'll be what it is. I'll fucking be like, oh, a tough guy on this show.
You're like, I'll beat him up. Excuse me, Mr. Rogan. Hi, I don't mean to bother you. I'm sure you don't. You probably don't.
You definitely don't, right? Because, you know, but even if you do, it's all right. Because, you know, yeah.
I really want to know now, though.
Right. I would bet he doesn't, though. I'd bet.
Tim Dillon does chew with his mouth open.
What the fuck are you doing, Tim? Ugh. What are you doing?
All right. Kyle.
Use your nose. That's what it's there for.
Use your nose to chew?
Yeah. Well, no. Why are you going to turn on me? I'm fucking taking your side. I'm going against like a real sledgehammer in the business here. In the industry, as they call it.
Kyle, what would you like to plug?
Kyle? I thought I was hearing that wrong the entire time.
No, this is
Kyle. You've just learned my name. I'm you're like, fired too. Right?
Can I
just come in here and just make
please
exactly
do. I go
decisions.
Through this with him almost every single episode where he doesn't know what the guest name is. We had Scary Jones on from Z100, and it
wait, what?
And at the end of the episode, when we're doing plugs, and he's oh, yeah, Z100, yeah. and he's like, Scary oh, Jones. He's from Z100. I was wondering where his voice sounded familiar, and he literally talked about it the whole episode. It's implied. I don't know what we're even doing here. I apologize for him.
I don't fucking. Breathe out of my mouth, though, and chew with my mouth open. That's
in all fairness, my name is Kyle, and that is odd. I mean, I'm okay with it. So it's, yeah, you can trip
oh, good.
Up.
Not
that
you give a shit. You can continue on with your life now. Maddie is oh, he's okay with it.
I'll allow it.
What would you like to plug?
I have a podcast with Karen Burgery, and it's called Shut Up, Mommy's Talking. So if you've got kids, if you know anybody that's got kids, it's a really great podcast. We talk to other moms, and we do one dad of the month, and they're all in the entertainment business. 90% comics. Sometimes we have some actors, and we had Paulina Poroskova on. Yeah, we do. We do dad of the month. So, and I am performing in Utah next week. You can go to KyleOcasio.com for my tour dates. I'm at Ocasio Kyle on everything.
Have you had Carla Okerson on your show?
Not yet. She's on my list to call. I love Carla.
She has a pretty crazy fight story with her with her kids very close
by. I think we did something together, and I remember our car ride. We had like similar experiences with like difficult daughters, and she was like, yes.
Yeah. Yes. She had a great one. I'm sorry. Every time I need to talk is when my throat starts doing weird things. Follow me on Instagram at ShannonLee6982. Wherever you listen to the podcast, you can also watch it live for free every single Tuesday at 5:30 p.m. Eastern at gasdigitalnetwork.com/live. The best way to support the show is to go to gasdigitalnetwork.com, use promo code TTI. You'll get a 1 week free trial plus access to all the other amazing shows on the network, every single episode that we've ever done, live chat episodes sooner, lots of good stuff. So sorry, all that for free for 1 week. And then if you like it, keep it. If you hate it, delete it. No big deal. If you listen on iTunes or YouTube, make sure to rate, review, and tell a friend.
Tell four friends, because some of you fucking assholes are slacking.
Leave lots of comments. We appreciate SR Extraordinaire for leaving hundreds of comments. So please do that. Share if you like an episode, if you like a clip, share it so that other people can see it so we can keep the show going. Go to podcastmerch.com for t-shirts, hoodies, and mugs. And send in your stories, bad dates, bad things, and scary things to thethingispodcast@gmail.com. I think I'll keep the voicemail going, but we're going to put the number in the description because it's going to take me too long to find it on my phone at this moment. And I think that's it. Thank you again so much for being on the show.
Thank you for having me. You guys are so fun.
Thank you guys for listening. We'll be back next week. Bye, guys.
Goodbye. Bye.